Becky, it is so great to have you with us today on Galesburg in Focus.
It's always fun to be here.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Autism Awareness Month. It's autism is part of, when I looked at your website, neurodivergence. Could you tell us what that means?
Sure. So neurodivergence is the opposite of what we call neurotypical. And so basically brains that function differently. So what goes into that are autism, ADHD, certain kinds of anxiety. So it's a way of classifying them because they're related neurologically in some ways.
I see. And it's like you said, it's several conditions that fall under this neurodivergence. But if you could talk about what autism is, how do you define that for people?
Well, autism is mainly just a sensory issue. So some people, but it can vary greatly. So there's many different levels. There's some that's this more severe type where they're totally incapable of talking or functioning by themselves. Or then you have really high functioning individuals who maybe they are incredibly intelligent, but have no social skills.
Mm-hmm.
It can vary greatly from person to person. It's hard to put in a box. And you can have sensory seeking, or you can have sensory avoidant, right? So people that want more sensory input, they want pressure, they want hugs, they want that contact because it feels really good, as avoid to sensory avoidant, who just really struggle with sounds and lights and
touching
anything.
And hugs. They don't want the touching.
Right,
they don't want they're affected by those kind of things. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's rising in prevalence.
Yes, dramatically.
You never heard about autism very much, however, a few decades ago. But is it because it was misdiagnosed?
Well, somewhat. I think that the diagnostic criteria has changed through the years. And so there were different disorders that are now all under the scope of autism.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Part of it is just our awareness is better, but part of it too is the prevalence is higher. In fact, in just since 2020, there's been a 311% increase.
How is that?
I mean, I don't know.
It seems like maybe people who have had it, children that have had it, it seems misdiagnosed to me that they were calling it something else.
Yeah, there's a lot more awareness now, for one, especially for the high-functioning individuals. And I think there's just, in society, there's just a lot more awareness of it. And so people are seeing it in themselves and each other more. And there's a lot of self-diagnosis going on, which is good and bad. I mean, it's good to understand yourself, but I think there's a lot of misdiagnosis.
It seems like it's falling into a buzzword. I'm on the spectrum. You hear people say that. Well, they're on the spectrum. What does that?
Well, on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
That's a tough question because I think that yes, it's a buzzword, and I see it. Professionally, I see that there's a lot of self-diagnosis and people coming in and wanting to be diagnosed who, might have some social anxiety issues.
Okay.
Because if you have some social anxiety, maybe some ADHD as well, a lot of times that can look like autism. But at the same time, I don't want to discount the fact that the numbers really are rising and we're seeing a lot and we're seeing a lot more need, a lot more low functioning, especially in this generation coming up. I mean, if you go spend time in one of the elementary schools, you're going to see how many more high need kids there are.
Yeah.
So if you talk to a school social worker, they will tell you that the prevalence has definitely increased.
Okay. And I see you have a statistic here in the United States. How many children is it affecting?
It's 1 in 36.
1 in 36 children are going to be on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, that's very high.
In some degree.
Yeah.
It seems very, very high.
You think, I mean, that's a lot for one classroom, but yeah. That's a big classroom, but if you think about that as a classroom size, you have one in every classroom.
One in every class. In some degree.
Yes, and honestly, in our grade school, I think we have at least an average of one child per classroom diagnosed. Mm.
And then also, along with autism, ADHD
right.
is very closely related to that. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity.
Disorder.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, neurologically, they are close and they're related. And some people even want to put ADHD on the spectrum somewhere. But I think they're related, but not the same thing. And I think there's over 50% of the people that have autism would easily be diagnosed with ADHD as well.
Oh my gosh. And how do you, what are some of the differences of these people? How do you recognize that someone, you know, autism, ADHD, what are some of the signs?
Well, there's oftentimes a big change in kids. So they'll be hitting developmental milestones normally until maybe age somewhere between 2 and 4.
Okay.
And this is not across the board, and that's why it's hard because every case is a little different. But then it's like they regress and stop making eye contact, struggle with like mimicking what you're saying and making facial expressions, mm-hmm. like all of that stuff they regress in and have trouble continuing to function at the same rate as their peers. And so that's the big, big thing you want to worry about. If mm-hmm. your kids aren't looking at you in the eyes, aren't making facial contact, and you're not, you know, they're not able to reflect back emotions they're feeling or what you're feeling, and it feels like an interactive thing. Those are some things that you would definitely want to talk to your pediatrician about.
Yeah. Becky, we'll turn to you. The Abby and Noah Company was born out of your personal family experience mm-hmm. with this neurodivergence, right?
Yeah, both my kids have some attention issues.
Okay.
And it's passed down through my family. And I started off getting this idea because my son did so well with a sensory swing. And my mom bought it for him for Christmas. And it was one activity that he could do for so long. He would sit in the sensory swing, turn his music up loud, and he would just swing for like an hour. He couldn't do anything else for an hour. So it was very calming for him. And
so is Noah your oldest or?
No.
Oh.
Abby's my oldest.
Your oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 13 and Noah's 8.
And Noah's 8. Okay. But you noticed, when did you start noticing?
Well, they're very different. Okay. I mean, Abby is like the daydreamer and she spaces out and she lives in a fantasy world in her head and really struggles to focus that way. And my little guy has got a lot of energy.
So this sensory swing.
Yeah.
Helped him.
Yeah, it really did. And actually, Abby loves it too. But the one he had, it was okay, but there was things I wanted to change about it.
Okay.
So that's kind of where it started. So.
I'll be darn. And so when did you get that idea? You said, I think I can make this better. So was the sensory swing the first thing that you worked? So what was the process? What did you do? Did you sit down and like draw?
Well,
design
the material of the strands of the swing were okay, but it was, you couldn't lay in it for too long without a pillow in it without mm-hmm. getting sore. And I wanted to have something larger that like Abby or even an adult could lay in. So I started ordering a bunch of different kinds of swings just comparing them. So most of the sensory swings out there are like this stretchy, elastic type fabric. And a lot of kids like those, and they're great for some kids. It felt a little suffocating, I think, because they're just not terribly breathable. So eventually I ordered a hammock swing, and I ended up like taking the separator bar out and messing with the dimensions. And I ended up coming up with a design where you could sit up in it or you could lay down, and it was stretchy enough that it uses your body weight actually to produce this hug like sensation.
Okay.
So you lay down in it and it kind of like cocoons you a little bit. And I don't really myself like compression. I get sort of claustrophobic, but even for me, that level of compression was so comforting, and I just felt myself really, really relax. So I knew I was on to something.
Yeah.
So
this idea of this compression, and you and I talked off mic, it reminded me of that movie about Temple Grandin.
Yeah.
The biography of her life, who had autism, and she worked in the cattle industry, and it was the cattle, I don't know how to say it, but it's the cattle chute where it, where they'd squeeze them.
Yeah, and she ended up making that squeezing machine.
Make her own, and it calmed her.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So this is the swing. So how did you approach it? How did you get this design? What was the next step?
Well, I joined a mastermind group, sort of. That it was like a training group to teach you how to do e-commerce. And that was super helpful. It's called the Rainmakers.
Okay.
And they're mainly moms that are part of this group, but there's thousands. And it's a nice support group and like helps you just step by step through the way of what you're doing. So I got in a hold of several different manufacturers, had them send me samples, and eventually I got the right thread. I mean, that's what it was all about.
Yeah.
Because it had to be something that was sturdy, but also soft to the touch, because, you know, like the texture issue for people with sensory issues is just really, really important.
Okay.
So, and the weave had to be perfect too, because sometimes they'd have knots, you know, they'd weave it with knots, and then that's uncomfortable to lay in.
Sure.
And so we had to get the right weave. So eventually we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you finally got that product, that demo that they sent you.
That golden sample.
Yeah. You saw that and then you went, this is it.
Yeah.
Time to move on to manufacturing, producing it.
Right.
Because it comes with a frame too.
The frame doesn't come with. You got to get that.
That's separate. Mm-hmm. But you designed the frame as well? And.
Well, no. We just.
Yeah.
People get frames other
places. But you could hang it off the door. Or you could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one hanging from our pergola in the back.
Yeah.
We have one hanging in Noah's doorway, and we have one from a frame in our living room.
So you've got this product, this sensory swing.
Mm-hmm.
And when did the whole idea of the company come around? Did that come before the swing, or did the swing come and then suddenly you're thinking, hey, we're onto something here?
Well, all kind of together, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in order to sell, you have to have an LLC, and so just like snowballed.
Yeah. And then you saw once this first product, is that when you started, hey, there's other things we could be doing.
Yeah.
And we'll go into depth of the other products there, but how long from the first product until where you are now with all of, you know, the different products and that you have?
We officially became a business in December of 2022.
Okay.
So it's been like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Our first product didn't hit the market until I think April or May of 2023. Okay. And then we have 6 products now, I think.
So the swing was the first one though.
Yes.
That hit. How did that feel when you first saw that out there? Because you're on Amazon, on your website, e-commerce.
So exciting.
Yeah.
And then my kids were my models, especially for the first version. So they were pretty excited to be famous, Amazon famous.
Well, it's a great story of an invention, even from just that side of it, someone who has an idea for an invention, mm-hmm. and how do you take that from your mind mm-hmm. to suddenly you're selling this product on Amazon or right. on your website?
Yeah.
That's got to be very fulfilling. And
it's so much fun. I always wanted to create something.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I love doing counseling. I love my main job.
Yeah.
Like that's my calling, but this is just something completely different, and it gives me a whole different level of satisfaction. I just remember when I got my first review, my first positive review from a parent whose kid was just so benefited so much from it. I was just bawling. I was reading it, and it just like touched me so deeply, because I believe in trying to help. I just want to find products to help them, you know, ways yeah. to help, because there's really not very many products, sensory products on the market. And the ones that are out there, there's very few for like teenagers and adults. They're almost all for little kids. So yeah. that's another area I'm trying to make more options.
I see. Becky Mowers is licensed. A psychotherapist, a co-founder of Crossroads Counseling and Life Coaching here in Galesburg. She's also the founder of Abby and Noah Company,
mm-hmm.
and where they create sensory products to help children mm-hmm. and adults too.
Yeah,
with autism. Mm-hmm. Well, we call it the neurodivergence mm-hmm. Conditions. And their website is abbyandnoahco.com. What do Abby and Noah think about this whole thing, and there being the name and the face of
they were excited.
The family-owned company.
They were excited at first. I'm sure now they're like, do we still have to do this?
When do the residuals start coming in, Mom? when do we see the cold hard cash coming through? Right. Well, let's take a step. Your husband mm-hmm. is he's. Co-partner in this? Is he
he's my partner.
Yeah.
And he works a lot with his regular job.
Yeah.
So he has been a major support, just helping me around the house in things that I don't have time for, especially yeah. that first year when you're having to just set everything up, and it's a lot. So I'd put the kids to bed, and then I'd just start working on all of this stuff. And so yeah. he really just kept the household running. Oh. So I'm so thankful for him.
So, of course, you've had the support of your family and friends, I'm sure. But there's a lot to this. You're not only designing the products, you're marketing.
Yeah.
You got to be in charge of the e-commerce. Are you fulfilling the orders and all that? It's all being done in your...
Up here? Until November, yeah. I was pretty much doing everything myself.
Okay.
And it was too much, but we were so new, it didn't make sense to have someone else.
Yeah.
And so I've hired a company now to help run the day-to-day stuff. Okay. So it's much, much easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the individual products. If you go to abbyandnoahco.com, you can see all these. But we spent a lot of time talking about the sensory swing, but there is... Is there different styles to it? Different, you can get it just the swing itself, and then you get the frame and all that. But
yeah.
it's again, it's that compression.
Yeah, it's the design that's so important, because it allows you to either sit or lay down completely stretched out.
Yeah.
So there is a what we call medium size, which mm-hmm. I would say is mainly for kids. And then there's like an adult large size, yeah. which is really nice. Even I always say, no matter what size the child is, get the large one, because they're going to grow into it. And then yeah. everyone in the family can use it, because yeah. you might not have neurodivergence, but you're going to love it.
Yes. Right. I see this phrase pop up on your website a lot. Self-regulation.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, all of these disorders we're talking about, as well as anxiety and a lot of the stuff that's going on with stress levels in our society now,
yes.
have to do with dysregulation of our nervous system. So we get to the point where our bodies are holding so much stress that our brains can't ever calm down because our bodies are telling our brains that there is a reason to remain in survival mode.
Yeah.
So it's like living in this prolonged hypervigilance, and it keeps us completely stressed. And so most people don't realize how dysregulated their nervous system is, but there are sensory things that you can do to help regulate your nervous system. And these, in swinging in particular, in sensory swings, is hugely beneficial because there's a few things. One, the compression does help. Even if you just have dysregulation and you don't have any of the neurodivergence,
yeah,
compression is going to be soothing. Then you have the act of swinging in itself. So it develops this your vestibular system, and it helps calm. And you think about how important rocking is,
yeah,
you know, to calm our system from the time we are born. So this is a very calming activity period.
Yeah.
So, and also the compression is in a way that it feels like a hug, right? And so there's that other aspect of like feeling like you're comforted, and it can be very self-regulating.
Yeah, and it gives you control.
Yeah,
over it. That's what it seemed like to me when I see that self-regulated. It says, I feel out of control, but these will help me to take control.
It's very scary when you feel out of control of your emotions, yeah, behaviors, thoughts, whatever. Feeling out of control is the most, you know, scary thing for someone with anxiety.
Yeah.
And so anything we can do to give someone tools to help them regulate this anxiety is going to be hugely important. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea with any of these products is, yeah, like, here's a tool to help you regulate.
Yeah. Becky Mowers is is from Crossroads. We remember her. She's been here many times with Crossroads Counseling and Life Coaching. But she's also the founder of Abby and Noah Abby and, yeah, Noah Company, sensory products. And which, if you go to their website, abbyandnoahco.com, you can see all of these. I want to, you mentioned the hug.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wearable hug.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the compression vest. Could,
yeah,
you talk about that?
Well, they have wearable weighted vests for kids, but I wanted to kind of do a spin on that use compression instead of weight. And I wanted to have something for adults, and I wanted it to be sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not obvious, right? Like, you could wear it around and not draw a lot of attention to yourself.
Yeah. It looks like a shawl.
Yeah,
almost.
It looks kind of like a,
yeah,
shawl.
Yeah.
So this is our first version of it. We're going to have tweaks with our second one. But basically, it's... and I have an amazing manufacturer, and he is actually a textile manufacturer. So he manufactured the fabric himself to be the right thickness,
because,
yeah, we went through a few rounds of that. But essentially, there are straps that come over the shoulder, cross in front, and then you clip it in the back, and you can adjust with those straps,
yeah,
you can adjust the tension and how small and tight you want it to feel. So we're still working on it a little bit, but I mean, I like it. I don't like, once again, I just do not think I like compression, but I can wear that around,
yeah,
and feel kind of relaxed.
Yeah. But for children and adults with ADHD, anxiety,
yeah,
autism, sensory processing disorder, I'm reading from your website, it provides a kind of comforting hug-like,
yeah,
sensation.
My idea in that is that the straps are really, they're long and thick.
Yeah.
So the idea being you can either like just wear it around and have your arms out, or else if you're really struggling, you really want to like feel that cozy comfort,
yeah,
you can actually pull the straps down under and like over your arms and have your arms in there. And because it feels good for them to be able to push against something. And so,
yeah,
there's resistance in the stretchy fabric, and they can have their whole arms in there. Because what's happening now is when the kids get dysregulated in the classroom, they're removed, you know, and taken to the special ed room or taken wherever. So I just am trying to come up with ways that they can self-regulate while in the classroom so they're not, one, missing out on the information they should be learning, and two, so they're not like social pariahs. And, you know, because in my mind, my dream would be to have them have each of the sensory kids be able to have their own. And when they need to put it on, that they can put it on and they can stay there in the classroom. And it would help the teachers out. It would help them learn that they have some control over this. So it's not quite right yet, but it will be.
What are the responses, your feedback from families who are using these?
I've had some very, very positive, and I have had some where people just really didn't like it. It depends. And that's the other thing when you're working with this population is they're very finicky, right?
Sure.
And so there's not going to be one product that is perfect for everybody.
I was
everybody.
About to say that. It seems like it'd be a, there's such a, I hate to say spectrum, but there is a broad range of.
Yeah. So that's the only frustrating thing, because you can get a review. It's too small, a review. It's too large. It's, you know, like, so I love this. I hate that.
That's right.
So there's a lot. It's all over the place. But we're working on making it more adjustable.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
Yeah. Becky Mowers is the founder of Abby and Noah Company, a family-owned company right here from Galesburg. And they create sensory products. Becky is familiar to our WGIL audience as from Crossroads Counseling and Life Coaching. She's a licensed psychotherapist. And we're talking about some of the products that you can see on her website, abbyandnoahco.com. I've seen these in stores recently. When I say recently, over the last few years, the weighted blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And I see your the next product we want to talk about is this blanket hoodie. Could you talk about that? Is that the weighted blanket?
It's not weighted, but it's supposed to like mimic a weighted.
Okay.
So once again, this is really, originally it was really geared towards teens and adults, but I have made a child size, but it's using compression instead of weight.
Okay.
And, so it's a really nice, soft, stretchy fabric, and it's meant to be kind of snug, and it's got a big hood, so you can pull the hood up and it goes over your face if you want it to.
Yeah.
So like if you want to, if the lights are too bright and you just need to kind of like decompress.
Yeah.
There's a really long front pocket that's intentionally that way so that you can stick your whole arms in there instead of just like a hoodie pocket where you can put your hands in.
Yeah.
This is like your whole arms fit in. And the reason is it feels really good, like I said, to push against that resistance. And so they can choose to put their hands in there and push against it. You can put your arms in the arm holes and have your arms all the way in. Some people like to do that to sleep.
Yeah.
And then there's a like little tucked area part for your feet so that you can walk around in it. I wouldn't walk terribly far because it's long. It's a full body.
Yeah.
But it's meant for lounging, you know. Yeah. So you can walk around in it, or else when you sit down, you can tuck your feet in if you want.
If you're, of course, you can see a picture of this at abbyandnoahco.com, and it's kind of a sleeping bag with a hood on it, but tight. You said the compression and that goes along with the whole squeezing and that kind of a hug.
Yeah,
as you talked about with the other product there too.
Yeah.
And there's the warmth too, I'm sure, because you said it's made out. It's very soft.
Yes.
Very lightweight. Kind of, I'm looking at that.
It's sleeveless on purpose because I want it to be four seasons, you know, like not too hot, because it's not a terribly heavy, because, you know, you can add a sweatshirt underneath it and be fine.
Yeah.
But I wanted people to be able to wear it when it was warmer out.
Okay.
So the idea is it's kind of loungewear, but I picture like coming home from an overly stimulating day and just being able to put that on and lay on the couch and chill.
Yeah, very much so. Becky Mowers is the founder of Abby and Noah Company, developing a family-owned company right here in Galesburg that creates sensory products, and their website, abbyandnoahco.com, blackout tent. Do you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, that was our second product. It's for little ones. I would say probably, I mean, my 8-year-old can still use his, but probably not for too much longer, probably 10 and under. But it is a 3x3 cubed blackout tent. So the idea is kids come home from school, they're overstimulated, overwhelmed. Yeah. They go in, they shut the little flap, and it's totally black. No stimulus at all. It comes with a one of those starlight projectors.
Oh yeah.
And so a lot of times they like that because, you know, that dark environment, then they can take that in there and it's soothing and they can focus on that. It helps calm them. It goes around in a circle if you want it to. So then it's like, it's just a nice calming sort of place.
Yeah. To get away from everything and just kind of, you know.
I mean, we all need that, right?
Yeah. Right. But again, this is for little ones though.
Yes,
this isn't any plans on a, you know, adult size Chris Poston blackout tent.
I have looked into the bed tents that they have, the blackout bed tents.
Okay.
Thinking about that, but
right.
Sounds kind of nice.
Well, you can see all of those products and more. You've got brand. I see you've got some brand labeled T-shirts and that kind of stuff too. Some fun stuff. Anything else? What are the other products that you've got? Those are your four main.
Those
products,
are.
Because you've got six. You said you have six. What are the other two that?
Well, there's two versions of the swing.
Yeah.
There's two versions of the wearable blanket, and then there's five sizes of the wearable hug.
Gotcha.
And then we are soon to launch, which is very exciting, an outdoor version of the swing. And so I've worked with my manufacturer to come up with a polyester version of the threading, as opposed to cotton. The one that we use now is like an all natural cotton. So this polyester version is supposed to be weatherproof. So it's kind of like a soft paracord type. So it's going to have the same effect that the other one does, but you'll be able to leave it outside and it's weatherproof. A lot of people take ours out, the cotton ones outside, but I always take it in because I don't want it to get gross if it's out in the rain.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an outdoor specific swing. The first shipment, there's going to be a really pretty aqua color or like a dark gray.
Yeah.
Those are going to be the options. And then I'll probably expand from there depending on how it sells.
Wonderful. Becky Mowers is the founder of Abby and Noah Company. They develop sensory products for adults and children with neurodivergent conditions, autism, ADHD, and others. We've been talking a lot about, you know, parents of you know, who have children who have some degree of these conditions, but you also work with professionals too. Mm-hmm. You reach out to those, and when we say that, psychotherapists and more.
Yeah. I've had some group practices, psychotherapist practices reach out and get some for their offices.
Yeah.
Schools, like several schools. We applied for a grant through the Knox County Mental Health Board. We haven't heard yet if we're going to get any money for that. But we're hoping to be able to get some more sensory products into the classrooms.
Into the classrooms, yes.
But other school districts just around the country have reached out, and we give them we give school districts and like good deals because I got a heart for them,
well,
you
sure.
know, and like, that's where I want my stuff, you know?
That's right.
And, and then we have a deal with a couple of companies that build sensory, like professional sensory rooms. So like in occupational therapy places and stuff like that, yeah. who have contracts with us for the swings.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Becky Mowers is the founder of Abby and Noah Company. They create sensory, a family-owned company, locally owned, creating sensory products. Sensory products matter because they're not just toys. I read this some of your information here. They're not just toys, not just a swing to swing in.
No, it's much more than that. And it's empowerment. It's empowerment for the individual, but also it's peace for the parents. It's helping the parents feel empowered to help their kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want these individuals to feel like they have the tools to manage their emotions and their thoughts and everything else. And the reality is for all of us, if you don't learn to calm your body, you will not be able to calm your mind.
Yeah. What do you want people to know about individuals that are, I don't want to say suffering, I don't want to say that, that are experiencing these conditions, that live with these conditions? What do you want the population to understand about? We think the most important thing you want people to understand about people who are affected by these conditions.
I think it's true for everyone that we all just want to be respected.
Yeah.
You know,
I say that because, you know, many times we'll see people and, you know, there's people that you wouldn't know mm-hmm. that were on the spectrum. And mm-hmm. I say that because I hear this all the time, that word all the time mm-hmm. in different degrees. But then you see someone who is severely affected by mm-hmm. a child, and it's, and I'll just be honest, it's uncomfortable when mm-hmm. I see that. I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I think, oh my gosh, those poor parents, oh, this mm-hmm. poor kid, what kind of a, you know, his life, their life is going to be just affected forever. They mm-hmm. won't ever be able to. Well, okay, there's a new show on was it Netflix, Love on the Spectrum,
mm-hmm.
about adults with autism, different degrees. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find love,
mm-hmm.
and we just watched the latest season.
Yeah.
And my wife and I just sat there and bawled, just tears running down our face because we're thinking, oh my gosh, these people, they finally found somebody they just want. And when they say, I just want to love, mm-hmm. I just want to be treated like anybody else, and I just want to find somebody to love
mm-hmm.
and experience life with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, my heart just goes out. And the parents of these people who, you know, they want to live by themselves, but you're thinking, well, they probably will never get the mm-hmm. chance to do that.
Yeah.
Your products are helping make that independence more real.
That would be my goal. I mean, I just have a heart for the people that are struggling. A lot of times it's the parents.
That's right.
You know, it's just.
And all they want for their. I see those parents on that show, Love on the Spectrum. I should have brought this up earlier, but I see those parents, and they see them going on a date, and they're just so full of emotion, thinking, I never thought that my child was going to be able to do that.
I just, it's hard enough to be a parent.
Yeah.
I just have a heart for, I can't imagine, like, every second of every day having to manage significant behaviors and emotions.
Yeah.
And it would be a lot. And I really just, I want to support that community as much as I can.
Absolutely. On your website, people can join the launch team.
Oh yeah.
And could you talk about that? You can be a part of this.
Yeah. The launch team's fun because if you're on the launch team, you get really good deals and you get access early to new products in exchange for your input on what you like or don't like. So it's a good deal. So yeah, you get pre-sales. My goal is to get the community as involved as possible. And I always want to be open to new ideas and anything. Like, if people have ideas that they want to see come alive, I have the resources to, like, you know, help that happen.
Yeah.
And because the overall goal is to just increase the number of benefits that the community can have.
So if a family comes to you and says, listen, you know, my child is on the spectrum and I really could use this.
Yeah.
And it may be something that you've never thought of before, but because of your connections with these other products that you've created.
Yeah, I can help them out.
You can help make this
help
make this happen.
Definitely.
That's wonderful. Again, go to abbyandnoahco.com for all the information. Where do you see this going in 5-10 years? Do you have a long-range plan? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you do, but where do you see this going?
Well, I want it to involve support for the community and not just be a sales sort of aspect.
Yeah.
So my idea where I see it going is probably I would like to build up an email list, and I do a newsletter. So anyone interested in this kind of topics, on the website, you can sign up for the newsletter as well. Just to provide information and anything that I can do to help with my, you know, what I know.
Yeah. And I see that. It seems like it's more than just products. You're creating community.
Right. That's my goal. Yeah.
To wrap your arms around those families that are dealing. They're up to it. They're in it. You know, I see that. That seems like a great long-range plan. Any other exciting products that you're working on? Anything that you mentioned, your outdoor swing? Anything that you can talk about?
There's going to be maybe a different version of a swing.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then we have probably that we're going to do like a sensory band. So something that kids can wrap themselves in and stretch against. But there's a lot of possibilities. My biggest failure in this whole thing is going too fast.
Oh.
So I have to like pace myself. So
because
we don't go bankrupt.
You have so many ideas and so many things you want to do.
Yeah.
You have to take it
one thing at a time.
One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Well, Becky, again, thank you so much for coming in to Galesburg in Focus. And I want to get your website out again, abbyandnoahco.com. You can see all of the products. You can purchase them online.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also on Amazon.
Yep.
Too. You can find your products on Amazon. Any other place that you're...
TikTok shop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of Truly Free Market, but it's another marketplace that's just starting up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a online flea market, sort of.
Okay.
So it's going to be like handmade stuff and like health-based sort of organic type stuff.
Any you know, aspirations of being in the big box stores? I mean, is that even possible?
I don't think that my products are good for that.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want it to be made cheaply. And
like
our swings are hand woven.
Yeah.
Like there is a woman at a loom standing there weaving each of these swings.
Mm.
So yeah, there's not a way to make that cheap crap.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
it's not about mass production for
you.
It's about quality
and
having a quality product that helps the individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Becky, thank you so much.
And
good luck to you and your family. And I look forward to hearing more about Abby and Noah Company down the line.
Thanks for having me.